感谢神。我们今天下午要请郑慧芳姐妹来见证。
Thank God, we will ask Sister Kathy Chang to testify for us this afternoon.
我们可能稍微听过她的见证，她是我们教会 Adeline 姐妹的妹妹。
And some of us may have heard her testimony before. She is the sister of Sister Adeline.
那今天很难得，她从达拉斯教会来到我们这里，那我们特别请她在这里见证。
And she has come to visit us from Dallas Church, and we have asked her to testify for us today.
还好她坐这边，我觉得我好像找不到见证的人，吓我一跳。哦，那求神能够赐她智慧口才，然后今天下午的见证会能够荣耀神的名。
May God give her wisdom so that her testimony may glorify the name of God.
那现在把下面的时间交给郑姐妹。
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I make my testimony.
感谢神再一次给我机会在这里数算他给我的恩典。
Thank God that I once again have the opportunity to count His blessings.
这是我信主的第七年。
This is the seventh year of my conversion to Christianity.
我原来属北台中台湾北台中教会。
I used to be part of the Northern Church in Taichung.
结婚之后属达拉斯教会。
And after I got married, I became a part of the Dallas Church.
可能大家听过一个 很有趣的见证，蛮好笑的。
And some of you may have heard a very humorous testimony.
就是有一个人啊，他到美国来，然后跟海关说他要来结婚，可是他拿观光签证。
There was a person who came to the U.S. and this person told the immigration officer that she was coming to get married, but she held a tourist visa.
然后呢，当然就被海关遣送回台湾去。
And because of this, the immigration officer sent her back to Taiwan.
然后又等了一年多才拿到签证才来结婚。
And only after another year waiting for the visa, she came back and was able to be married.
那个人就是我。
And that person is me.
那其实我信主短短七年，但是很多神的作为跟见证。
Even though I've only believed in Christ for about 7 years, I have many testimonies.
那我会来信主，其实我的同学朋友也都很惊讶。
When I first came to believe in Christ, this was a very surprising event to my friends and colleagues.
因为其实我对信耶稣的那个基督徒印象非常的不好。
Because I had a very negative image of Christians.
因为我在大学刚上大学的时候，曾经被骗去那个什么迎新会啊，欢迎新生的那种迎新会。
When I first started attending college, I was deceived into going into an event welcoming the freshmen.
那其实说是迎新会，其实他们是要叫我去信耶稣。
And even though it was called a welcoming event, it was an event to convert me to Christianity.
然后他们就叫我闭上眼睛，一直喊哦主耶稣，哦主耶稣这样。
And they just instructed me to close my eyes and to say, "Oh Jesus."
那我他们是很虔诚，闭上眼睛在喊主耶稣，可是我是张开眼睛偷偷看他们。
They were very devoted in their cries towards Jesus, but I opened my eyes and looked around.
他们根本不是我那个学校的学生。
And these people were not even students from my college.
这种被骗的感觉很不好。
And at that moment, I felt very deceived.
那再来是我进大学，我住在宿舍里面，也被信耶稣的骚扰过。
And then once I had entered college and I was living at the dorm, I was also bothered by Christians.
那他们就是早上七点就来敲门。
They would come to knock on my door at 7 in the morning.
那晚上九点也来敲门。
And at 9 o'clock at night, they would also come to knock on my door.
那我们有一些同学，他们是信别的宗教，就跟他们辩论。
And some of my fellow students who believed in other religions would start debating with them.
那有一些同学怕麻烦，就跑到别间去躲起来。
And some of the students did not want to stir up any trouble, so they would go to hide in another dorm room.
那我是尽量就是当作没听见，就做我自己的事情。
I would just ignore them and continue doing what I was doing.
可是因为他们来得太频繁，我们只好请学校派人把他们赶走。
But because they came constantly, we asked the school to intervene and to send them away.
那这样就平静过了几年。
And a few years passed.
那到我大学快要毕业的时候，我又被信耶稣的跟踪。
When I was about to graduate, I was once again followed by some Christians.
那他也打电话来给我。
They would constantly call me.
可是因为我大概都在忙考试的事情，我不在，结果骚扰到我的室友。
But because I was always busy with schoolwork, they would bother my fellow my roommate.
然后呢，我就只好跟他说，请你不要再打电话来了。
And I had to ask them to stop calling me.
所以这些经验让我其实对信耶稣印象非常不好。
And because of these many negative experiences, I had a very bad image of Christians.
一直等到我遇到我姐夫，我才知道说，哦，其实信耶稣其实还蛮正常的。
And it was only until I met my brother-in-law that I realized Christians are actually quite normal.
他们不会打电话，不会跟踪啊，不会来骚扰你。
They will not be calling you or following you or bothering you.
他是说，哇，去教会看看，去看看。
And he would just say, just go to church and see for yourself.
你看到这是很大的不同。
And you will see that there's a great difference.
那这个印象有稍微改变一点。
And my image started to change.
那真正让我有这个想要来教会来寻求神，是我在新竹工作的时候。
And there was an event that occurred when I was working in 新竹 that made me want to pursue God.
我在1999年到2001年是在新竹工作。
I was working in 新竹 between 1999 and 2001.
那我们知道新竹就是台湾的矽谷。
And Hsinchu is it's the Silicon Valley of Taiwan.
那在那边的科技公司上班啊，压力非常的大。
And I was working in a technological company there, and I was under a lot of pressure.
而且我根本不是 IT 背景的人。
And I did not have an IT background.
可是这个老板很器重我。
But this supervisor liked me very much.
他我一进公司，他每三个月就给我加薪。
And from when I started my employment, he would increase my salary every 3 months.
那当然他很器重我，那我就很拼命。
And because he favored me, I would work even more diligently.
那我常被调到不同的部门，这样调来调去。
I would be transferred to many different departments.
所以每天对我来讲，我是学生，我也是上班族。
So I felt like every day I was not only an employee but also a student.
我要学很多很多东西。
I had to learn many things.
而且很多东西我同事自己也不知道。
And many of these things were things that not even my coworkers would understand.
大概进去半年之后，我大概长时间加班，每天都要加班到九点以后。
After around half a year, I would always be working overtime until past 9 p.m.
所以大概半年之后就开始已经出现一些身体状况有一些问题。
After 6 months of working in this manner, I started having health problems.
那我就发现说奇怪，我这个前手背这两个手背，全部都发炎呐、啊。
And I felt that I had different allergies on my arms.
你可以想象说，你每一个有毛的地方都发炎。
And if you can imagine, in every crevice where there's In every part of your arm, there would be an allergy.
那我数过，大概每一只手大概30-40个发炎的那个的毛囊发炎。
And I counted, and there were 40 follicles on each arm that were that had an allergy.
然后呢，脖子两侧都开始发痒。
And I started itching on both sides of my neck.
然后手肘两侧也都发痒。
And also on other parts of my arm.
然后去看医生，看了几个医生，他们都说就是湿疹。
I saw a number of doctors, and they said it was eczema.
那他们给了药，那吃了也擦了，可是大概没几天，大概就发现没有效。
They prescribed some medication, and I took this, but there was no effect.
所以那个皮肤就是裂了又合，合了又裂。
And my skin would break out and heal and break out again.
就很像约伯得皮肤病啊，他自己讲说我的皮肤才收了口又裂开，就像那个样子。
And it was an illness like that of Jacob that would constantly be breaking out and healing.
然后呢，我可是每天还是要上班，是不可能请假的。
But I still had to continue to work, so I could not take time off.
所以大概有一年多的时间，我的皮肤都是在发痒的状态。
And during the whole year, I had to experience a lot of itching and allergies.
那有没有那时候做那个 project manager， 就是做专案经理
？And at that time, I served as a project manager.
每天早上一定要开会。
Every morning, I had to hold a meeting.
那开会至少都要一个小时。
And every meeting lasted at least 1 hour.
可是我的痒是二十四小时。
But I felt this itching 24 hours a day.
那我就常常都不能抓得太明显，我就常常这样隔着皮那个衣服这样烧，这样烧。
And I could not be very obvious when I was scratching, so I had to do it very subtly.
然后我同事他就说不要再抓了。
And my colleagues would tell me to stop scratching.
可是问题是擦药没有用啊，只能用抓的啊。
The problem was that the medication wasn't working, so I could only scratch myself.
那破皮了就会流血啊，或流汁什么东西。
And when I scratched too much, it would bleed or there would be a pus coming out.
所以常常就是抓破了，然后流血就粘住我的衣服，皮肤就粘住我的那个衣服。
And after I had scratched the point that it was bleeding and there was pus, the wound will be attached to my clothing.
那回家洗澡的时候拉开，又破掉了。
And when I went home to take a shower and I would peel away my clothing, it would open the wound once more.
那时候觉得很痛苦，就说我只是皮痒，可是这么痛苦。
And I was suffering very much because of this scratching and itching.
甚至就是一年多这样一下好时好时坏，就觉得说不如去死一死算了。
And after enduring this for a whole year, where there were good times and bad times, I felt that it was better to just die.
那时候我有一个同事，他是基督徒。
At that time, I had a colleague who was a Christian.
他知道我的工作压力很大。
And she knew that I had underwent a lot of stress in my work.
那她跟我讲说，哎，去我们教会吧。
And she asked me to go to her church.
我其实我讲过嘛，印象不好啊。
But as I mentioned before, I had a very bad image of Christians.
那刚好有另外一个同事，他说，哎，对我很久没有去教会嘞。
And there's another colleague who said I haven't gone to church in a long time.
后来我们三个就我就说，好吧，好吧，我们就一起去。
So I agreed to go with these two colleagues.
那一去之后就开始觉得这个教会很奇怪。
And after I attended this church, I realized that it was a very strange church.
那我发现说他们有几个奇怪的地方，就是说他们聚会不像我们这样很有秩序哦。
I realized that the reason for their strangeness was that they were not very orderly during their service.
他们可能聚会是在人家的家或人家的公司，人家下班之后可以用他们公司的场地。
They will hold their services at homes or sometimes at companies after work hours.
所以可能比较像是我们的所谓的家庭聚会。
And it could be likened to our family services.
那他们都没有拿圣经。
They would not even carry a Bible.
他们就是印一些经句。
And they would just print out some Bible verses.
连他们的诗有时候也是用印的。
And their hymns were also printed out.
这是我觉得很奇怪的是，你基督徒来聚会，你不拿圣经，然后自己都没有自己的赞美诗。
And I felt that it was very strange that even though they were Christians, they did not have a Bible or their own hymn book.
然后再来就是说，这些弟兄姐妹，他们有的就是会住在所谓的弟兄之家、姐妹之家。
And some of these members would live in the brothers' or sisters' homes.
那就是说，这些人他们其实可能很多都是自己一个人信，他们跟弟兄姐妹住在一个教会安排的一个地方。
And some of these members have come to believe on their own, and they will live with other believers.
他们不愿意跟自己的家人住在一起。
And they did not want to live with their own family.
那我就觉得很奇怪啊。
And I found this very strange.
难道你不希望你的家人得救吗？
Do you not want your family to receive salvation?
难道你的弟兄姐妹比你的家人还亲吗？
Are these brothers and sisters from church more closer to you than your own relatives?
因为当然我不了解，我那时候都不了解圣经。
Of course, at that time, I did not understand or know the Bible.
所以他们这种行为让我觉得很奇怪。
But I still found this behavior very odd.
然后再来就是说，我发现这些弟兄姐妹呢，他们有时候就是很多蛮多人，就是为数众多，就是不是学业就是家庭，不然就是经济上有困难。
And I realized that these believers would have many diverse problems, such as family or finances.
那我想说，难道你的神不祝福你吗？
And I asked myself, doesn't their God bless them?
那再一个奇怪的事情。
There was another odd happening.
就是带领的人很奇怪。
The leader was very strange.
虽然我不知道圣经到底写了什么。
Even though I did not know what was recorded in the Bible.
可是我觉得这个带领的弟兄每次都这样输的，这样油油亮亮的，最后一个才到。
I felt that this leader, even though he would take great care of his own appearance, he would be the last or the latest to arrive.
然后呢，他们每次都会安排一个特别大或特别不一样的椅子，专门给这个弟兄坐。
And they would set aside a special chair just for this leader or facilitator to sit in.
然后他一来就会脚翘起来，然后敲敲麦克风，看有没有声音。
And whenever he came in, he would cross his legs and start hitting the microphone.
当然他也没有拿圣经。
And of course, he did not carry a Bible.
所以我觉得我在那里聚会，我觉得很不舒服。
I felt very uncomfortable when I was there during service.
然后还有一件最后一件奇怪的事情，就是洗礼。
Another thing that I found strange was their baptism.
那我同事我去过一次之后，他们就常常都来邀请我去参加他们的活动。
And after I had attended one of these services, my colleague would constantly ask me to join in their activities.
那有一次他们有活动，那他们就说：“哦，这个我们要洗礼。”
And in one of their activities, they announced that they were going to be baptizing.
他说：“你要不要洗礼？你要不要洗礼？”
And they asked me if I wanted to be baptized.
我才不要，我什么都不懂。
I said, "No, I don't want to. I don't know anything."
那就刚好有一次，就是活动到了一个教会，那个是他们真的的，就是有会堂的那个聚会的地方。
And once there was an activity that was held at an actual chapel.
那里有一个池子，就是像我们洗澡的那种池子，他们特别做的池子。
And there was like a tub.
然后呢，就一个一个，他们就一个一个去洗礼，他们就在那里唱诗啊，然后就看一个一个下去洗礼。
And people will be baptized. There will be people singing hymns, and each person would go down into the tub to be baptized.
然后旁边还是有人一直在怂恿我说：“洗礼，洗礼，洗礼。”
And some people will still be telling me to be baptized.
哦，那时候很痛苦，我觉得说，这所有的人都在看我啊。
And I was very distressed because everyone was looking at me.
哦，我实在是觉得很烦。
And I was very irritated.
然后就有一个阿妈就说：“哦，你眼睛红红的哦，有感动，有感动，赶快去洗。”
And there was a grandmother who said, "Well, your eyes are red, so you have been moved. You must be baptized."
我根本就没有嘛，她一直说去洗去洗。
I had been moved, but she still insisted that I should be baptized.
然后就莫名其妙被拖去洗呀。
And somehow I was dragged into the baptism.
那我们知道，我们耶稣教会照圣经和那个正确的洗礼是要面朝下。
And according to the True Jesus Church and our doctrine, when we undergo baptism, we need to be face down.
那个池子就做得很好，就是说你坐在那边，然后你是头往后仰。
And the tub, the structure of the tub would allow people to sit into the tub, and then they would have to lean backwards.
那更离谱的是，洗礼的是有两个弟兄，就是一般的弟兄。
And the strangest thing is that those who were given the baptism were ordinary believers.
那我想说，奇怪，你跟我不是一样吗？你怎么可以帮我洗礼啊
？And I thought to myself, aren't you like me? Why can you give me this baptism?
我知道你们是谁，你们平常不跟我一样吃饭、干嘛、走路，不是都一样吗？你为什么可以帮我洗礼
？I know who you are. Don't we eat together and go to places together? How can you give baptism?
这个教会让我觉得实在是太奇怪，我不想再去了。
And because I found this church too strange, I decided that I would no longer attend.
那其他奇怪的细节还是很多。那我就跟我姐姐，我就想起我姐姐讲到他们的教会。
And there were many other odd characteristics, but I thought of my sister's church.
那我就想说，那时候她人在美国，我就跟她在电话中，我就问了她一些问题。
And my sister was then living in the U.S., so I asked her some questions over the phone.
那她跟我说，对，这样洗礼是这样洗礼不对。
And she said to me that this form of baptism was incorrect.
圣经不是这样写。
It does not record this manner in the Bible.
她也觉得很奇怪，所以她鼓励我去真耶稣教会看一看。
She also found this church very strange, so she encouraged me to go to the True Jesus Church to take a look.
那其实我平常在新竹上班，我都要周休二日才回到台中。
Because I work in 新竹, I would only go back to 台中 on the weekends.
所以我都是。礼拜五晚上回到家
，So I would return home on Friday night.
然后礼拜天晚上又北上到新竹去。
And on Sunday nights I would go back to 新竹。
那通常我是到家也都是累，就是大概都是休息，等着然后再回新竹这样子。
And usually when I went home, I was just rest, and then just wait the time for me to return to Hsinchu.
那有一个礼拜六就很奇妙。
And something very extraordinary happened on a Friday.
我突然想要去教会。
Suddenly, I felt the urge to go to church.
那其实距离我姐姐告诉我教会的一些事情也蛮久了。
And my sister had told me about church for a long time.
我只记得说礼拜六的下午有聚会。
All I remember was that we were supposed to have service Saturday afternoon.
那我也只记得说好像教会在那个地方。
And I just remember that church is in such a location.
然后就骑了车就走了。
So I rode my motorcycle and went.
你到教会之后发现，哎，奇怪，怎么都没有半个人。
When I went arrived to church, I found that there was no one there.
哦，原来他们是在地下总北台中跟总会是在台湾总会是同一个地方。
And it was because they were in the basement because the General Assembly in Taiwan and the church were in the same location.
那我一到的时候大概是两点半，人家聚会都已经开始。
When I arrived, it was already 2:30, and the service had already begun.
那个会堂大概长宽是我们这里的大概两三倍大吧。
And the span of the chapel is about two or three times our chapel.
那是坐满满的，那我就坐在蛮后面的，大概几乎靠近门那个地方。
And because it was filled, I was sitting at the back.
那旁边有一个姐妹帮我翻圣经。
And there was a sister who sat beside me and was helping me flip through the Bible.
那我并不知道站在那个讲台上的那一位是谁，我也不晓得他是谁。
I didn't know who was the one who was leading the sermon.
那我只记得说我坐下来可能不到五分钟，我已经开始流眼泪
了。All I remember was that after 5 minutes of listening to a sermon, I was already weeping.
我觉得很不好意思，因为我第一次来教会就开始流眼泪，我是怎么样？
I was very embarrassed because this was the first time I had come to this church, and I was already tearing up.
找不到卫生纸擦。
And I could not find any napkins to wipe my tears.
我在想说，旁边那个人已经觉得我很奇怪。
And I thought, well, this person sitting beside me might think that I'm very strange.
或者是想说我可能有什么很悲惨的故事。
Or maybe that I have a very sad story.
那就稍微好像可以忍住一下，不哭了。
And there was a point where I felt like I could control myself and stop crying.
那讲台上那个人就说，啊，请翻到圣经什么第几章第几节。
And the person who was leading the sermon said, please turn to such a passage.
那我一看，我开始流眼泪。
And when I saw this passage, I started crying again.
哦，赶快想办法把它止住这样。
And I tried to stop myself.
讲一讲，又翻第几章第几节。
And he kept on speaking, and he asked us to turn to another passage.
我又开始流眼泪。
And I started crying some more.
然后后来，啊，终于好不容易要唱诗，站起来唱诗。
And when we stood up to sing a hymn.
一翻开赞美诗。
As soon as we opened up the hymn,
当然我不会唱了。
Obviously, I didn't know how to sing this hymn.
我一看，我又开始流眼泪。
And as I saw the lyrics, I started crying again.
好，那唱完要祷告。
After the hymn, we were about to pray.
当然我不会祷告。
And I did not know how to pray.
因为我去的那个教会，他们祷告的方式是每一个人拿着麦克风轮流在喊：“主啊，我需要你！主啊，我们爱你！”
Because in my old church, the way that they prayed was passing a microphone around and just calling out to God.
那所以我只好跪下来，用像悟性祷告一样，我就说：“主啊，我知道你要我来这个教会。”
I kneeled down and with a prayer of understanding, I said to God, "I know that you wanted me to come to this church."
啊，我在讲哦，我还是一直在掉眼泪。
And I continued shedding tears
一直到祷告结束
until the end of this prayer.
那真的就从那一天之后，我每次只要我周末回到家，我一定去教会聚会。
And from that day on, as soon as I came home, I would make sure that I attended the services.
我记得我每一次去，就是那个圣灵的感动是非常非常强烈。
And every time I attended, the Holy Spirit would move me greatly.
我每次读圣经啊。看人家说翻到第几章第几节，我就是会流眼泪。
And no matter what passage you were supposed to turn to, I would always be shedding tears.
即使我并不了解它属灵的意义是什么，我还是在流眼泪。
Even though I did not comprehend the spiritual meaning of this passage, I would still be moved to tears.
那我祷告的时候，就是我也不知道去聚会了几次才知道说，哦，原来是奉主耶稣圣名祷告，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
I don't know how many services passed before I realized that I had to say Hallelujah in the name of Lord Jesus Christ to pray.
那因为我每次聚完会，我就赶快走。
And as soon as service was over, I would leave.
我怕被人家抓到又讲一堆，又跟那个之前一样，那就糟糕。
I was afraid that I would be caught by the believers and that the same events that happened before would occur once again.
所以我去了几次才有负责人发现说，这个人好像没有见过。
And it was only after I had attended several times that one of the church officials realized that I was new to this church.
那他们会问我说，你是这个教会的吗？
They asked me if I belong to this church.
我说是。
I said I am.
因为我不知道圣经说要悔改，要洗礼，那我不知道，我就说是。
I did not know that you had to repent and be baptized. I just answered that I was a part of this church.
后来他们才发现，哎呦，这个是来慕道的。
And it was only afterwards that they realized that she has come to seek the truth.
那开始慕道之后呢，我开始思考说，我要把这个工作辞掉。
After I was seeking the truth for some time, I decided that I had to leave my job.
我有一个很强烈的一个心，就是说我想要把工作辞掉，回到台中可以就近教会。
And I had this great urge that I had to quit my job and move back to Taizong so I would be closer to the church.
那可是我因为我慕道过，我知道说过去都是我自己做决定，我要工作就工作，我要辞职我就辞职。
And as I thought about this, I realized that in my past, everything that I had wanted, I had decided to do on my own.
那我也参加过教会的慕道者联谊会，我知道说应该要祷告，要求神带领。
And because I participated in some truth-seeking classes, I knew that I had to pray to God and ask for His guidance.
那有一天我写了辞职信。
And one day I had written up my resignation letter.
我想说我祷告一下，我先把信放着。
I thought to myself that I should pray first and set this resignation letter aside.
那我就跟主耶稣讲说，主耶稣，我走到这一步，我现在有的工作就像我的一切。
I told the Lord Jesus that this job is my everything.
那我如果辞掉这个工作，就等于我放弃一切。
And if I give up this job, it's as if I have given up everything.
那之前工作也换了好几个。
And I have changed many different jobs in the past.
那我们知道在九几年，九七年、九八年那时候 ，IT 产业是在台湾是很赚钱。
And in the late 1990s, IT was a very profitable industry in Taiwan.
可是到了大概2000年的时候，开始很多公司都在裁员了、减薪了。
But in the year 2000, there were many mass layoffs and also decreases in salaries.
那我要在这个时候辞掉工作。
And if I was to give up my job at this time,
我自己也很挣扎，这是不是对的决定？
I did not know if this would be the correct decision to make.
那我想说，请神告诉我要不要把工作辞掉。
And ask God to guide me and tell me whether I should quit this job.
那是2000年的大概七月的时候，2001年的七月。
And this was around July 2001.
那因为我做经理，我要辞职，我必须提前一个月提出申请，那我才能在一个月后顺利离开。
And because I was a manager, I had to give my resignation notice 1 month ahead of time.
那很妙的就是说，大概在七月底的时候，我已经信写好，我祷告了一阵子。
And after writing my letter and praying about this.
我一样是每天加班到大概都有时候都11点12点了。
And every day I would still work overtime until 11 or 12 at night.
我记得有时候我回到家都差不多已经快一点了。
And sometimes when I got home, it was already 1 o'clock in the morning.
通常就是躺下去就睡着了。
And usually I would just lay down and go to sleep.
很奇妙，大概就在2000年七月底的那几天。
And it was very strange that in the last few days of July 2001,
那我就突然半夜的时候醒过来。
I awoke at in the night.
那我一看，四点啊，凌晨四点。
And I saw that it was 4 in the morning.
天还暗暗的啊。
The sky was still dark.
因为我以前常常醒来的时候，太阳都蛮大的。
And usually when I woke up, the sun would be up.
然后秘书打电话来说，你怎么还没有进来？要开会。
And the secretary would be calling me desperately, asking me to come in for the meeting.
所以我觉得很奇怪，哎，为什么我半夜就会醒过？我才睡两三个小时，怎么就醒过来？天还没亮啊。
I was surprised that I had woken up only after a few hours of sleep, even though the sun was not up yet.
那墙上出现一行字。
And then upon the wall, there was a writing.
哎，放下一切。
Cast down everything.
背起十架跟从主。
Bear up your own cross and follow Christ.
我看了，哎，放下一切，哎，那不是我在问神的那个答案吗？
Lay down everything, and this was the answer to my question to God.
那下面那一句不是，圣经里面福音书不是有写吗
？And the second phrase was not a part of a Bible verse.
那我就开始我的那个圣经赞美诗是放在那个枕头旁边。
And I usually left my Bible and my handbook close to my pillow.
So I just 赶快翻啊，翻那个背起十架跟从主在哪里？我就开始翻。
I started flipping through the Bible, looking for this passage.
啊，福音书啊，翻啊，翻啊，翻啊，翻啊，翻。
And I flipped through the different gospels. 哦，
翻到那个，路加福音九章。
And I turned to Luke chapter 9.
那时候九章二十三到二十五节，那有提到。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23 to 25.
我们来看一看。
Let's look at this passage.
路加福音九章二十三节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 23.
耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”二十四节。
24.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命。凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。二十五节。
25.
人若赚得全世界，却上了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？那这时候我看到那一行字，哇，我心里很高兴。
And when I read this passage, I was overjoyed in my heart.
我那时候根本不知道这个叫异象。
I did not know that this was a so-called vision.
那我很高兴，那我就开始也翻开赞美诗，我开始唱我会唱的赞美诗。
I was so joyful that I started singing the hymns that I knew how to sing.
那隔天又发生同样的事情，早上四点我又爬起来。
And the next day, the same thing happened at 4 o'clock. I woke.
又墙上又出现一行字。
And another writing was upon the wall.
放下一切。
Leave everything.
背起十架跟从主。
Take up your cross and follow.Follow the Lord.
大概连续两天、三天都是一样的时间，一样一行字在墙上。
And the same thing happened for two or three days in a row. I woke at the same time and would see the same writing on the wall.
所以我就把那个辞职信递出去。
And I decided to send out my resignation letter.
那时候是刚好是七月三十一号。
That day was July 31st.
所以我递出去顺利的话，我应该八月三十一号可以离开。
And based on the regular procedures, I would be able to leave the company in 1 month's time.
那工作一样还是很忙碌。
And work is still very busy.
我每次进了公司，我就开始默祷，才刚开始工作。
And before I started my work for the day, I would pray in silence.
那我老板知道我要辞职，他不愿意让我走。
When my supervisor found out that I was to resign, he wouldn't let me go.
他说：“我让你放假。”
He said, "I'll let you take a vacation."
我说：“不要。”
And I did not accept.
他说：“一个月，放一个月。”
He offered me a 1 month vacation.
我说：“不要。”
And I did not accept.
他生气了。
And this angered him.
他说：“所有的交接文件都不准签。”
He said that I would not be able to sign any of the documentation.
他想说这样我就走不了。
He thought that I would not be able to leave.
我就不管了。
And at this point, I did not care anymore.
所以我就继续每天做我的工作，我希望把我的工作做好，可以顺利离开。
I continued to carry out my work every day so that I could leave.
啊，还好，感谢神，真的八月三十一号，我到八月三十号，我才知道我老板终于愿意放我走。
And thank God, on August 30th, I found out that my supervisor would allow me to leave the company.
那刚好八月三十一号我就照计划离开了。
And according to my plan, I left the company on August 31st.
那回到台中之后，我每天晚上只要有聚会，一三五我一定去聚会。
When I moved back to Taichung, every night that there was service, I would make sure that I attended.
所以有时候礼拜日还有慕道者联谊会，我几乎是每天都到教会去。
And I would go even on Sundays when there were truth-seeking classes, and I was going to church almost every day of the week.
那我那时候想说，哇，这时候人家找不到工作，但是我把工作辞掉，我还好高兴哦。
I thought to myself, many people cannot find a job at this time, yet I have resigned from my job and I feel so joyful.
我看什么事情我都觉得很顺眼。
And I was pleased with everything I encountered.
那大概一个月之后，那九月底的时候，我得圣灵。
After a month in September, I received the Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵之后，我知道说我已经错过了几个灵恩会洗礼的机会。
After I received the Holy Spirit, I realized that I had missed a lot of opportunities of being baptized at the spiritual convocation.
那刚好十一月有灵恩会，我准备要洗礼。
So in preparation for the spiritual convocation in November, I decided I would be baptized.
那我也希望说我可以邀我的父母亲来教会听道理。
And I also hope that I could bring my parents to come to church.
那我得圣灵之后，我有办法做长时间的祷告。
And after I received the Holy Spirit, I was able to pray for longer periods of time.
那我记得就是在我想要邀请他们来参加那个礼拜五的那个布道会灵恩会。
I wanted to invite my parents to join us for the Friday night services.
所以礼拜四的晚上也是布道会完都忙完回到家，我就关起门祷告。
On Thursday night, I came home. I closed the door to my room and I started praying.
那我记得我大概祷告了一个半小时。
And I prayed for about an hour and a half.
那可能都已经到半夜十二点一点了吧。
It must have already been midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning.
我脚跪得很麻，很酸啊。
My knees were already very tired from kneeling on the floor.
那时候我看到一个画面。
And I saw an image before me.
我看到我父亲穿什么样的衣服，然后踏进会堂的一个画面。
I saw an image of a vision of my father wearing a certain outfit entering the church.
我祷告都是真的痛哭流涕的在祷告。
And I was praying and shedding tears at the same time.
一直到我看到这个画面的时候，我得到了安慰。
And it was at the point that I saw this vision that I was comforted.
我相信我父母亲他们我至少我看到是我父亲踏到会堂里面这一幕。
And I believe that my parents would come, or at least that my father would be coming to church.
那我还特别跟他们叮咛，我其实我之前就跟他们讲，礼拜五早上十点半有聚会。
I had already told them beforehand that on Friday at such a time we would have a service.
那我妈妈她那时候信佛教，她比较排斥。
Because my mother was a Buddhist, she would be against the church.
所以而且我也没有看到我妈妈踏进会堂这个画面。
And in my vision, I did not see my mother entering the church.
我有点担心。
And because of this, I was preoccupied.
那隔天早上，我一大早大概六点，我又起来祷告。
So the next day, I woke up at 6 o'clock and started praying.
然后祷告祷告，哎，我发现我爸爸起来，我就去楼下看看他。
And as I was praying, I noticed that my father had awakened, so I went downstairs to see him.
他还没有换衣服。
And he had not changed his clothes yet.
我赶快再跑到房间再去祷告。
So I ran back into my room and continued praying.
我看差不多时间，我也准备要去教会了。
And I saw that the time was fast approaching for us to go to church.
然后我又跑下去看看他。
I went downstairs again to see my parents.
哎，跟我昨天看到的异象一模一样。
And it was the same image that I had seen in my vision the previous night.
他就穿那一件衣服，那个裤子。
And he was wearing that jacket and those pants.
好，那我还跟我妈妈交代说，你那个身上不能带什么什么符，那个什么项链，什么那个护身符，那个不可以带哦。
And I instructed my mother that she could not take any Buddhist amulets upon wear them that day.
我妈说，哪有这种事？这个不能带去教会，哪有这种事情？
And my mother said, how can it be possible that I cannot wear my amulets?
我想不要讲，我赶快去教会祷告比较要紧。
And I thought I would just let it go and take them to church to pray.
那我又赶快去祷告，我是第一个到的，那整个教会灯都还没有亮，我就一个人在那里大声祷告，都只有我的声音。
I was the first one to arrive at church. The lights had not even been turned on, but I went into the chapel and prayed, and it was only my single voice praying.
那 祷告看，哎，人家灯也切开，差不多时间，我赶快跑上去看，看他们来了没有。
And after praying for a while, they turned the lights on, and I ran upstairs to see if my parents had arrived.
刚好我一上来就看到我妈妈从那个教会大门口进来。
And as soon as I went upstairs, I saw that my mother was coming in through the front doors of the church.
啊，感谢主，感谢主。
And I really thank God.
那一次他们来教会，对教会的印象其实还不错。
And they had a very good impression of church during that visit.
那隔天是我要洗礼的日子。
I was going to be baptized on the next day.
那一天我有请他们说，你要不要看我们洗礼？
I had invited my parents to come and see my baptism.
他说好啊，去看看也好啊，我们顺便去山上工作啊。
And they thought that they would come take a look and maybe go up to the mountain to work.
因为我们洗礼那个地方刚好他们会经过那个洗礼的地方到山上去工作。
And the reason was that the location of the baptism was on their way to go to their work.
那我那一次洗礼的时候，就是洗礼前的祷告，我觉得很奇怪。
And during the prayer before the baptism,
我没有想到说神的荣光会照我。
I did not think that the glorious light of God would be upon me.
那时候我就发现说奇怪，我闭上眼睛准备要祷告。要祷告，因为我是第一个要下水去洗礼的人。
I was the first to go down into the baptism site.
那我非常珍惜这次要洗去我罪这个机会。
And I greatly appreciated the opportunity to wash away my sins.
所以我很努力，我眼睛闭得很紧在祷告。
And I was very fervent in my prayer.
那觉得很奇怪，因为那是秋天，十一月嘛，秋天的下午。
And it was very strange because it was a fall afternoon.
那虽然太阳已经偏西，可是还蛮亮。
And even though the sun was setting, it was quite bright.
那我就发现说奇怪，怎么有一个更亮的在照我
？And I felt that there was a brighter light shining upon me.
而且还会移动哎。
And that light would move around.
很温暖。
And it was warm.
我才觉得奇怪的时候，祷告结束。
And even though I was surprised, the prayer ended.
那我眼睛睁开，没有啊，就是这样亮亮的啊。
I opened my eyes, and it was just the regular sunlight.
那我觉得很奇怪，可是哎，不管了，先去洗礼再说吧。
So even though I found it odd, I thought I should go to my baptism first.
那洗礼完之后，我就问我父母亲说：“哎，你们有没有看到光
？”After the baptism, I asked my parents if they had seen the light.
他说：“什么光？没有啊。
”And they said, "What light?"
然后后来我真的相信有，因为那个光会移动啊，你太阳光不可能移动那么快，不可能。
And I was sure that there had been a light because this light would move around and sunlight does not move around in that manner.
所以我回到教会，我就去跟一个姐妹说，我想看到我真的有神的荣光在照我。
When I went back to church, I shared with a sister that I had seen the light of God shining upon me.
然后他讲说，哎，有人看到光哦，有两个人看到光，你去问他们一下。
She said, yes, there were two other people who also saw the light. You should go ask them.
然后，在我后面洗礼那个，其中是一个姐妹，她看到。
And one of the sisters behind me who was also undergoing baptism also saw the light.
她说，哇，主耶稣的光很亮，就照在那个第一个洗礼那个人站的那个地方，就在那里。
She said the light of God was very bright. It was shining upon the first person going down to baptism.
那另外一个是跟去看的慕道者，他也看到。
And the second person who witnesses was a truth seeker who had come to the baptism.
感谢主，真的是神的荣光随时都跟我们同在。
And thank God that the glorious light of God is always with us.
那我要讲快点。再来就是我们家除偶像的事情。
Another event I want to discuss is the casting out of idols from our home.
我父母亲第一次来教会，听道理就是2001年那个时候。
The first time that my parents came to church to listen to the truth was in 2001.
那真正他们愿意到教会来听道理是2004年。
And the first time that they came willingly to church of their own volition was in 2004.
因为要来美国的签证等了一年多都没有消息。
My visa to come back to the U.S. A year had passed by, and we had no news.
所以我父亲也蛮担心的。
And my father was very worried.
我父亲问我说，我们要怎么样帮你？
And he asked me, how should we help you?
我说祷告。
And I answered, we must pray.
我父亲说，好，我们早晚都为你祷告。
And my father agreed that they would pray for me every day.
然后那是2004年的3月的时候。
That happened in March of 2004.
那时候大概到三月底，差不多准备要清明节的那个扫墓的时候。
And at the end of March, when we had a holiday.
那就是说他们会回去祭拜祖先的那个日子。
And it was close to a holiday when many of the people would go back to worship their ancestors.
那 我父亲他说，他跟我说，啊，我已经跟祖先讲好，我们不再拜拜了。
My father said to me, I've already told the ancestors that we will not be worshiping them anymore.
那 我们那些佛祖我们也不拜。
And we will not be worshiping the idols anymore either.
他要替我祷告。
Because we will be praying for you.
那他就把灯都关了。那个供桌的那个灯都关了。
He turned off all the lights of the altar.
那祷告没几天，他就说，那我们也要跟你去教会。
And after praying for a few days, they said to me that they would want to go to church with me.
我那时候很惊讶，哇，怎么可能这种事情会发生？不可思议。
And I was astonished that such a thing could happen.
所以那一次，他们开始就是等于四月。第一个安息日，他们就开始来跟我到教会来聚会。
And starting in April, they started going with me to church.
那2004年的刚好四月底的时候是灵恩会。
At the end of April 2004, we held a spiritual convocation.
所以那时候传道也特别来访问。
And the preacher came to visit us.
那时候他们也谈得很高兴啊，什么都谈啊，谈了好久。
And they were conversing for a long time.
就是没有谈到耶稣啊。
But they did not talk about Christ at all.
哦，我其实很紧张，我看啊，中午了，他们大概准备要走了，什么都没有谈到。
I was very nervous because it was almost noon and they had not even talked about religion.
那他们谈得很高兴，我又插不上嘴。
And because they were conversing so happily, I could not even interrupt them.
哇，好不容易，他们好像有中间有几秒的休息，说，我说，阿爸，你不是说不要拜了吗？
And when they were resting for a few seconds, I interrupted and said, Dad, did you not say that you were not going to worship the idols anymore?
你说这个偶像不知道怎么处理，你问问传道吧。
And didn't you say you didn't know how to deal with these idols? Maybe you could ask the preacher.
他就说，哦，对啊对啊，传道，我们这个不拜拜，这放在这里不知道该怎么办。
And he said to the preacher, we're no longer going to worship these idols, so we do not know how we should go about them.
那他说，啊，这个简单啊，我们很多吗？很多吗？很多尊吗
？And the preacher said, "That's a very simple task. Are there many?"
我说没有，没有，没有，来上来看，上来看。
And my father said, "No, just come and take a look."
那他没看，他说啊，这个很少啦，这简单啊，处理，就是收一收，处理掉，我教会帮你处理，没问题。
And after the preacher saw, he said that it wasn't too big of a deal, and that the church would take care of it.
然后他们就讲说，哇，可是这个桌子哦很坚固哦，不知道要怎么样把它。哇，很大，那个桌子很大，很重啊，有那个大理石。
And they commented that the altar table was very large and heavy.
所以他们就开始想说，啊，不然下午再叫一个弟兄来聚一聚啊，干什么？改天啊，改天啊。
And they said that they would send over a brother to cut up this table.
然后有一个执事就说，既然要除，马上做，主耶稣才会高兴。
Deacon said, well, as long as you're doing it, we should do it immediately to please the Lord.
塑胶袋拿来，垃圾袋拿来，丢丢丢丢好。
Bring the garbage bags and we'll throw everything away now.
哇，就大部分一下，可能十几二十分钟，所有东西都收光光了。
And about 20 minutes later, everything had been removed.
那就剩下那个桌子。
All that was left was this table.
那下午就真的有一个弟兄拿了那个很大的那个 hammer 过来。
And in the afternoon, a brother came with a big hammer.
然后还有那个电锯啊。
And also with a power tool.
他刚开始用那个 hammer 一直打，一直打，都打不破。
And he tried hammering away at this table, but it would not break.
他说：“哦，这个资料很好。”
And he said, "Well, this is made of a sturdy material."
这个应该不少钱。
It must be very expensive as he hammered away at it.
哇，敲他真的敲到，哦，我看他都。他都要这样稍微休息一下。
And he had been hammering away at it so much that he had to take a rest.
后来终于敲破了。
And in the end, he was able to break it.
哇，他就敲敲敲，哇，他敲了很久。然后后来他把所有的东西都拿走了，就剩下一些碎片，我在那里扫。
And after a long time, they broke away all the pieces and took them away, and I cleaned up all the remains.
那我一边扫一边流泪。
And as I was sweeping away these remnants, I was weeping.
我父母亲他们又到山上去种菜去。
My parents had gone back up on the mountain to plant some vegetables.
我心里不断的感谢神。
And in my heart, I gave thanksgiving to God.
几十年错误的信仰，在十几分钟之内就解决掉了。
Decades of incorrect religion had been removed within a few minutes.
我那一天我哥哥回来，我还跟我哥哥说，哎，哥哥，你看有什么不一样？
When my brother returned that night, I asked him what he found different in the home.
他说哪里不一样？我说你看。
And he said, what is different? And I pointed it out.
我说都不见了。
I said, they're gone.
他说 good.
And he said, good.
那从除掉偶像之后，所有签证的事情都很顺利。
And as soon as we removed the idols, everything that had to do with the visa proceedings was went very smoothly.
那我父母亲四月底洗礼，我五月先办公证结婚，再提出那个美国公民配偶的签证。
My parents underwent baptism in April, and I applied an immigrant spouse visa in May.
然后我六月去面试。
In June, I went to my interview.
面试完之后，我马上就到美国来了。
And as soon as the interview was done, I came to the U.S.
我一直到我父母亲来信主，我才知道我为什么那时候会跟海关说我是来结婚的。
And it was only when my parents came to believe in Christ that I realized why I had answered in that way to the immigration officer.
我想了很久，因为那个不在我的计划里面，没有这句话，我为什么会讲出来？
Because in my plans, I had not thought that I would say such a thing to the immigration officer.
原来神的意思是好的。
But now I understood that this was God's good will.
他虽然让婚礼单延了。
Even though he had postponed the wedding,
可是他用我父母亲爱我的心来信主。
But he had used my parents' love for me to bring them to believe in him.
那也让我免掉说进得来出不去，或者是出得去进不来的那种情况。
And he had also taken away the obstacles of not being able to move around freely.
就是进出美国没有困难。
So there would be no difficulties entering or leaving the U.S.
因为我听到有一些朋友他们是进得来出不去。
Because I heard some of my friends' circumstances is that they could enter and could not leave.
那有一些人是出去了再也进不来。
And some people, once they leave, they cannot return.
那许许多恩典讲不完。
There are too many blessings to discuss today.
那还有比较精彩，就是那个签证当中有一些紧张刺激的状况，可能没有时间跟大家分享。那等待下一次有机会再跟大家分享。
And there are many other events I would like to discuss, but we will have to wait for another opportunity.
那最后用一个经节跟大家彼此勉励。
Finally, I'd like to turn to a passage for our mutual edification.
箴言二十章。
The book of Proverbs.
箴言二十章二十四节。
Chapter 20, verse 24.
人的脚步为神所定，人岂能明白自己的路呢？我们或许都有很好的背景，很好的学识，可是我们并不知道我们的路。
We may have a very good background or a good education, but we do not know the path we shall take.
神的意念高过我们的意念。
God's understanding is higher and greater than ours.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
And God's path is beyond our own.
在神凡事都能。
In God, everything is possible.
信靠他的必不知羞愧。
Those who rely on him will not be disappointed.
愿一切颂赞荣耀都归天上真神。
May all the glory and praise be on to the true God.
Amen.
感谢神哦，郑姐妹做了一个很好的见证哈。
We thank God for Sister Jane's good testimony.
看来我们的时间真的不够，下次还要请她再见证一次。
And because of a shortage of time, we will ask her to come back for another testimony session.
他的这个没进到美国的经验，我们大家都知道哈。今天终于见到这个卢珊真面目。
We may have all heard of her testimony, but today we have seen her in person.
所以真的凡事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。虽然他不能进来，借着他留在台湾这一年，他的父母因为爱他，然后来到教会，亲近教会，反而得到这个永生的生命。
All things work together for those who love God. So even though she could not, she had to postpone her wedding because of her parents' love for her, they were able to attain salvation.
那我们也知道，从开始的时候，他对基督教是很，不是很好的印象，哈。
And we know that in the beginning, she did not have a good image of Christians.
我想，或者没有信主的人，以前都有遇过像他类似的情况，因为我也是，哈。
And it may be the case that those who were not Christians before also had the same perspective.
所以我希望每个信徒都是一个很好的榜样，看到他姐夫觉得，还很正常，这种感觉。
And I hope that all of us can be a good example, just like when she saw her brother-in-law, she noticed that he was a very normal Christian.
那另外就是他来到教会的这个是真的很大的见证，我觉得真的是神亲自的吸引他。
And the way that she came to church is also a great testimony because it was God Himself who attracted her to church.
So we can 看见她来到教会读圣经或者唱诗的时候，她就开始被感动，就流泪。
And whenever she came to church and read the Bible or sung hymns, she would be moved to tears.
像诗篇说的，你的言语一解开，就发出亮光，使愚人通达。所以你看到神的言语，就会让你心里有个亮光。神的言语也感动了你。
For example, in Psalms it says that when you read the or you see the word of God, a light will shine upon you.
也像约翰福音说的，神的羊听神的声音。
Or as it is recorded in the book of John, that the sheep will listen to the master.
所以按着他的名字叫他。
And He will call each of them according to their own name.
然后把羊领出来，也在前面领着羊。
He will lead the flock out, and he will walk ahead of them.
所以真的，真的是神亲自带领啊，然后吸引他来到教会。
Therefore, it was God Himself who led her and guided her into the church.
那他也在他见证说，他要辞掉这个工作上的见证。神让他看到在墙壁上写了那排字。
And she also testified about what she did with her work and the writings upon the wall.
我想她是很有福气哈，神亲自用异象来教导她。
She has been very blessed because God has called out to her with visions.
也是同样的在告诉我们放下一切，然后背起十字架跟从主。
This is also a lesson for us that we should leave behind everything and take up our own cross and follow God.
再来，我们也听到她的父母信主的过程。
We also heard about how her parents came to believe in God.
我想她的父母非常的爱这个小孩。
I think that her parents love her very deeply.
所以愿意为她做任何的事情。
And were willing to sacrifice everything for her.
所以当她知道她在这个签证的上面有很多的困难。
And when her parents knew that she had difficulties as to her visa.
所以父母也就开始为她祷告。
Her parents also start praying for her.
我觉得真的是要靠神，让我们的实心变成肉心，像以西结书说的一样。
And I think it must truly be as it is recorded in the Bible that our hearts might be turned from stone into flesh.
对，都是靠神改变我们。所以他提到，那么几十年的信仰能够在短短之间就改变，除了神，人是很难想象的。
It is only by relying on God that this beliefs that they had held for decades could be changed in a few moments.
所以我相信他们真的是很单纯而且很有福气的人，所以神用很简单的方法带领他们。
And because they were a very simple people, God used very simple ways to guide them.
我想读一节经节，没关系，大家不用翻了哈。
I'd like to look at a passage.
自诗篇五篇第十二节，我想读一下哈。他说：“因为你必赐福给义人，神你必用恩惠如同盾牌四面维护他。”我觉得如果你是神的羊，神就用盾牌四面的围绕你。
I believe that if you are a sheep of God, God will surround you with a shield on all four sides.
用恩惠的盾牌围绕我们。
And with a shield of grace, He will surround us.
我们每个人都是神的羊，求神也一样的祝福我们。
We are all sheep of God, and we ask God that He may bless us in this manner.
求神，当他下次还有机会来见证，那已经愿神就是祝福他们全家，那也希望今天下午的荣耀都归给神。
We ask God that she may have another opportunity to come testify for us, that He may bless her family, and that all the glory and praise may be unto His holy name.
那我们就一块跪下来结束今天下午的见证会。
Let's now kneel down and pray to conclude.